Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire radio program is being podcast is being aired for December 26, 2021. Soon to go into 2022. So this will probably, very close to the last program will air in this year. And I chose a subject that I thought would be very, very important because I get emails about this from time to time. And I got one recently from one of my sponsors in San Diego about prayer. And whether or not prayer is important and effective and, you know, should we quote unquote pray for other people, that kind of thing. So I thought, what a interesting way to end our year in talking about prayer and the meaning of it, the substance of it. And I hope that this in some way helps you very, very much. I want to talk a little bit about prayer before we begin. We think of it as beseeching God for something we want, trying to get something we don't have, maybe a healing, something that we need very much. And we think of God as this being, I guess, that lives in judgment of you or people in general and decides whether or not they deserve it. And I have heard Christians talk about it as God has a plan for you. And when prayer doesn't pan out the way people would like it to pan out, then they go to excuse number two, which is, well, God has a better plan and yada, 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 yada. And we don't know what that plan is and we can't know that. So therefore, yada, 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 yada. And then it just goes on and on and on from there. And that's the way most people treat the experience of prayer. It is trying to get something we don't have from God or a higher power, whatever you want to call it. And that's as far as it basically goes. And then it's, you know, do I get it or do I not? And I have a great deal of difficulty with all this craziness. I think human beings are nuts. I do. They don't lack imagination, I can tell you, but they do lack the insight to understand how to live one's life in a prayerful way. And with all that being said, we get what we pray for. We just don't know it. Because we don't know what prayer is. So I'm going to go to the first question. It says from Andrew, he says, does praying for others really help? Well, I don't, I'm not going to say yes and I'm not going to say no. You know, I just am not going to do that. I put people in my prayers. My morning meditations, every morning I get up about 1:30 in the morning, have a cup of coffee, do my little exercises, my inner exercises, and then I go into an hour of meditation. And that meditation has a lot to do with placing people in the light. And I love doing that. And I have people in my group. I have people who are not in my group that I place in the light every single day. And I place them there not because I want something better to happen for them than themselves. I do it because hopefully they will feel the energy somewhere in their life at some time in their incarnation in this world and maybe in others that they were loved, they were cared about. And that's what I do. I don't do it for the idea of getting them what they want. That isn't important to me. What is important is that they awaken. Prayer is not how we beseech God for what we want. We don't pray to God. I don't, at least. Prayer is everything you do in a day. So if I am living my life in accord with prayer, the prayer of my life, which means that I live in a compassion, I live according to the state of, shall we say, the energy that I feel deep inside, that I want to unify with by dropping the Gregory, dropping what he wants, what he believes in, dropping his desire, his ambition, his pride, his vanity, just dropping it. If I do that, if I can drop all of that, which I can, and I can just sit in a moment of nothingness, and then go about my day prayerfully, realizing a couple of things, and hopefully this will explain prayer. Everything you do matters. Everything I do matters. It is not only in what we do, but in how we do it. If I do it with the idea of gaining an advantage, like healing, or gaining the advantage of changing a situation in my favor, then I miss. And that becomes a part of my selfishness. But if I can accept and live in the acceptance of what is happening, to, as we say in Zen, want what's happening now, to do that with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, to accept what is going on and to be open within me to my awareness of what is going on, not my understanding, because Greg's understanding is very limited. It is, he's a moron. He doesn't get it. So I don't try to understand things from the premise of the Gregory. I don't try to understand at all. All I am is a vessel, and I allow the light and the love to come in and do whatever it will do, thy will be done. And when I place that deep within me, and I send that to someone who is receptive and open, many wonderful things can happen. Do they happen? I have no idea if they do, and I don't want to know. It's none of my business. My business is to sustain the light inside me, not only in and for people that I love and care about, but also in my daily life. So when I do sit down to meditate and bring people into the light, I have some place to bring them. I have some light there that they can dip into, and we can share it together. It isn't my will. It is something other than my will. It is suspending the idea of right and wrong and good and bad and who deserves what and how scary this all is and all of that. It is to embrace what is going on with a sense of compassion, with a sense of love, with a sense of goodness. Now, when I do things like that, I set into motion a different law, a different principle, a different premise. I set into motion the goodness of life itself. And now it becomes something other than what I want. What I have found over the years, Andrew, of my meditations with people, is that I have to sustain a prayerful attitude all during the day. It isn't something you do when you feel like it or when you can remember it. It is being conscious, deliberately conscious of where I live within myself, how this lifetime operates, the meaning, the significance of it, and giving myself over to that meaning and that significance without hesitation, without doubt. I don't bring Greg into my meditations or my my daily prayers, as it were, as I go about my living. I chop wood, I carry water, I make my breakfast, I clean my home. I have the things I do that other people would call a routine, but I look at it as the prayerful gathering of my energies to sustain and serve the people that come to me, and to do the same for myself. I need to awaken, and it is an honor to be asked to, shall we say, pray with someone, not for, with. And if I am honored to do that with someone who says to me, Greg, will you help me? I am more than honored. I am thrilled. It is the virtue of our lifetime to serve people in that way. I'm running out of time. I gotta go. I hope that helps you. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question is from, I don't know this person, but this person believes they know me, okay? And I'm going to leave the name out because I don't, it's not important who this is. And I, like I say, I don't remember them. But they remember me from the center, and they ask, does prayer make me a good person? I so want to be. And then it goes into a lot of things about what this person does that isn't very kind and yada, 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 yada. And I don't want to get into that. It isn't about good, and it isn't about bad. It isn't about the good over the bad. So you got to understand that. When I am consciously living in a prayerful way, I realize one thing. I would never do anything that would come back and harm that person or harm me. I don't say or do things that I don't want to receive in my own life. And I think that is one of the most beautiful aspects of conscious living, of living prayerfully. Would I say to you those things that would harm you rather than help you? Would I do those things that would harm you rather than, well, help you? And sometimes we can't do everything we'd like to do for a person because they would just turn it into evil. And I've seen it happen many, many times in my career. So does prayer make you good? It isn't about good. It is about mercy. It is about forgiveness. And if in your inner work, your inner light, you do things out of mercy and forgiveness, you will change the way you operate in this world. You will change the way you live in this world, and you will change the way you think of yourself. You will no longer think in terms of being a good person or a bad person. You will think in terms of compassion, acceptance of the situation, of the condition, and then living in the love that is the healing tonic for everything. This love is not emotional. This love is not biological. This love is simply compassionate. So when I look at people coming to me and saying, Greg, help me with this, help me with that, I don't do it to be good, and it isn't going to change me into good. I have to put my virtue before my desires, my nobility before my wants, my beliefs. And I can't allow that to be any part of the Gregory, because if it becomes a part of him, then it becomes egotistical. Oh, all is lost in that. I hope that helps all of you. And I hope it begins your new year that you will find a way to live more consciously, simply. Simplicity, solitude, silence. Those three things are the elements of a prayerful life. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on the air next week. Hey, next year. Thank you for the honor. Please forgive me. Namaste.